Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
And happy Father's Day.
祝大家父亲节快乐。
So, one of the things that can create headaches for us is to figure out what gifts to bring someone.
有时候让我们头疼的是如何给别人买礼物。
So today is Father's Day, and I hope you have prepared something, some way to show appreciation for your fathers.
今天呢，父亲节，我希望你们已经准备好了，对你的父亲表达感恩。
Mother's Day is easier.
母亲节呢比较容易。
We can always fall back on flowers.
我们总是可以给妈妈买花。
For some reason, our mothers are very happy when they get flowers.
妈妈收到花的时候都非常开心。
Even though you cannot eat them and they will after a week.
虽然花也不能吃，一个星期就凋谢了。
Fathers would not be so happy if you bring them flowers on Father's Day.
但是你给爸爸买花呢，他们可能不那么开心。
Especially for older fathers, what do you bring for someone who seems to have everything?
特别是年长的父亲呢，你给他带什么呢？他什么都有了。
So the first half of Micah 6:6 asks a similar question.
在弥迦书的六章前半节的时候，同样问这样的问题。
With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God?
我能给至高的神带什么样的礼物呢？
Now we are literally talking about someone who has everything under the sun.
我们在讨论的是一个拥有世界万有的神。
He made everything in the universe in the first place.
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
In the rest of Micah 6:6 and also in verse 7, it's telling the Israelites it's not something that they would normally think of bringing to God.
在弥迦书六章的后半节告诉，这跟你平常想的礼物是不一样的。
Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
在弥迦书的六章后半节这样问，岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？耶和华岂是喜欢千千的公羊，或是万万的油禾吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
So the answer to all these rhetorical questions are no, no, and no.
对于这些反问的回答呢，是不不不。
Translating to today's terms, now let's imagine someone who owns all the gold mines in South Africa.
用今天的比喻，我们可以想象，你如果拥有南非所有的金矿。
That person is super rich then.
那是一个非常富有的人。
And if that person is going to offer 10% of that to God, that would be a huge donation.
如果那个人把10%呢献给神，是一个很大的数字。
But to the God who created something from nothing, what is that to him?
但是对一个从无中创造万有的神，这算不了什么。
If someone owns all the real estate in Manhattan, that person will be the number one richest person in the world.
如果有一个人拥有曼哈顿所有的房地产，他就是一个很富有的人。
And if that person to offer 10% of that to God, that will be a ginormous donation too.
如果他呢捐献了10%给上帝呢，那也是一个极大的数字。
But to the God who owns the entire universe, what is that to him?
但是对于拥有宇宙万物的神，这算得了什么呢？
Now, fortunately, Micah 6:8 tells us that he has shown us.
值得庆幸的是，在弥迦书六章八节已经告诉了我们答案。
No longer do we have to scratch and search what pleases God.
We
don't have to rack our brains to figure it out. He has shown us, he has told us. It's like someone who has already specified what he wants in a gift registry. And there is only one item in that gift registry. And it's not bringing thousands of rams, or 10,000 rivers of olive oil.
也它不是带来万千的公羊以及万条油河。
He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
他所向你要的是行公义，好怜悯，与神存谦卑的心，与神同行。
It talks about three things that he requires.
他只要求我们三件事。
Three requirements from the Lord.
从神来的三个要求。
Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God.
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
Now, a side remark here, if you look at the Chinese Union Version here, it seems like that there are four things.
顺带提一下，在和合本里好像是四件事。
行公义，好怜悯，全怜悯的心，全谦卑的心，与你的神同行。But in the original Hebrew text, the last phrase is actually written as a single action.
在希伯来原文当中呢，最后一段是一个行动。
The word for humbly is acting as an adverb to change or modify the main verb of to walk.
那里边的谦卑是一个副词，用来形容行动的。
So humbly is not a standalone requirement.
谦卑呢，不是一个独立的位格。
It is the manner in which that we must fulfill that final requirement of walking with God.
这就是你实践与神同行的一种方法。
So actually, in the revised CUV, that last comma actually disappears.
在最后的中文和合本修订版里边，最后的那个逗号就消失了。
And so it makes it into a continuous sentence and making it more consistent with the English versions as well as with the original Hebrew text.
它最后成一个连续的句子，就与希伯来文的原文是一致的。
So since the theme of this retreat is walking with the Lord, and I'm not going to talk more about act justly or love mercy.
因为本次大会的题目是与主同行，我们就不再谈行公义和好怜悯。
So instead, I'm going to focus on the last requirement here in Micah 6:8, walk humbly with your God.
那我们把重心呢就放在弥迦书六章八节，存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Now, obviously, walking with God means that we're not walking by ourselves.
显然，与神同行不是我们独立的走。
A small confession here, I'm bad with walking with someone.
我得承认一件事，我跟别人走的时候不是做得太好。
My wife complains that I often walk ahead of her when we go for walks.
我太太常常抱怨我们出去走的时候，我总是在前面走。
As if she's not present.
好像她不在旁边一样。
So walking with God means that we are aware of God's presence.
与神同行就是我们意识到神与我们同在。
Not walking ahead of him.
我们不是在他前边走。
We know and we acknowledge that he is right by us.
我们知道，我们也意识到他在我们的旁边。
God is not an abstract entity and he's not a theory.
他不是一个抽象的存在，也不是一个理论。
He is not someone remote in some faraway galaxy.
他并非处于遥远的星系。
And he's not someone that we read in the Bible, but just not relevant in our daily lives.
也不是与我们生活毫无相关，只是在圣经里记载的遥不可及的。
Walking is the most common daily activity.
行走是我们平常最日常的行为。
And Micah used that to tell us that we must be with God in any part of our daily lives.
弥迦书以此为例。告诉我们每一天要与神同行。
So that he is the God that guides us in our decisions.
他是引领我们做决定的神。
So that he is the God that urges us to act when we need to act.
他是在我们行动的时候逼催我们的神。
He is the God that gives us courage when we are challenged.
他也是在我们困难的时候挑战我们的神。
And he is the one who comforts us in our despair.
他也是同样在我们绝望的时候安慰我们的神。
There cannot be any part of our lives that we said, this aspect of lives has nothing to do with God. Let me get back on the throne of my heart.
在我们生活的部分当中，我们不应该说 我们在这个这一块我自己掌握。
And I can take it from there.
我就从这儿开始控制事情。
Walking with God means being with Him in any of our daily lives.
与神同行意识到，意味着我们在生活的每一线活动都要与他同在。
Micah tells us that it's not just walk with God, but walk with your God.
弥迦书不仅告诉我们与神同行，他告诉我与你的神同行。
Walking with God is an individual decision.
与神同行是一个个人的决定。
History tells us that Christianity being a state religion does not mean that we're going to have a country of believers.
历史表明呢，即使基督教是一个国教，也不表明每一个人是与神同行的。
It doesn't mean that we have a country of people walking with God.
不意味着我们举国上下的人都与神同行。
Joining a church that follows God helps, but it's still your own decision to walk with God.
加入一个敬虔的教会是有帮助，但是也不取代于你自己的决定。
When we lament our next generation stop going to church when they grew up, we need to go beyond being sad and ask why.
当我们在感叹我们的下一代已经离开神、离开教会的时候，我们不要停止于悲伤，我们要找到背后的原因。
It's not because we don't bring them to church.
不是因为我们没有带他们来教会。
It's not we don't bring them to Sunday school and youth groups.
也不是我们没有带他们去主日学和青少年的团契。
Our children need to make their own decision to walk with God.
我们的青少年、我们的孩子们要做自己的决定，与神同行。
Not with their parents' God and not with their church's God.
不是与父母的神和教会的神。
They need to experience the relevance of that relationship in their own lives.
他们是需要经历这个息息相关的神。
In the decision making, in the responses to challenges, in the emotional ups and downs.
在他们自己的抉择中，在他们遇到困难的时候，在他们生命中起起伏伏的时候。
We as parents cannot live that experience for them.
我们作为父母没法替他们经历。
We can guide them.And provide an environment where we live our faith in a genuine way.
我们可以引导他们，给他们制造这个环境，让他们看到真实的榜样。
And we can have an honest conversation with them when they have questions or doubts, and the emphasis is honest.
如果在他们怀疑的时候，我们要诚恳地与他们真诚地交流。
But ultimately.They have to make their own decisions.
但是最终他们要自己来做决定。
To make their own decisions to walk with their God.
他们最终要做这样的决定，与他们自己的神同行。
And then Micah tells us that not only do we have to walk with our God, we have to walk humbly with our God.
在弥迦书说，我们不止与神同行，我们要谦卑的与他同行。
How do we walk humbly, and when is it not humbly?
我们如何谦卑同行？什么时候我们不谦卑呢？
In the rest of this message, we're going to look at the what and the how and the who and the why of a humble walk.
在接下来呢，我们要四个方面，我们要看是什么，怎么做，神引领，如何需要。
What is the essence of a humble walk with God?
与神同行真正的精髓在哪里呢？
How do we walk humbly?
我们如何谦卑地与他同行？
Who should be the leader of that walk?
谁要引导这
？And why do we need to walk humbly in the first place?
为什么我们需要谦卑同行？
What is walking humbly with your God? It's really about our heart attitude of humility and trust.
与神谦卑同行是我们心中的态度和我们对他的信任。
Nowadays, we would never drive in an unfamiliar place without a GPS, and I believe most of us drove here using a GPS.
如今呢，我们到一个陌生的地方，我们一定会用我们的导航系统。
We trust our GPS to give us best advice because we trust it has the most up-to-date maps and also traffic conditions.
我们相信我们的导航系统，因为我们知道它有最新的地图和最了解的路况。
What GPS do we trust?To navigate our lives.
那我们生命中的导航系统是什么呢？
When we walk humbly with our God, it means that God is our GPS.
如果我们与神同行，神就是我们的导航系统。
He is our North Star.
他是我们的北极星。
But if we say we walk with God, but we insist on our own directions, that's not walking humbly with God.
如果我们只是口里说我们与神同行，但实际上却按照自己的方式行事，那就不是与神同行。
That is parting ways from God.
那就是与神分道扬镳。
In Proverbs 3, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
在箴言三章五到六节中说到，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他并指引你的路。
The Israelites didn't trust God and ended up walking, definitely not in a straight path, in the desert for 40 years.
以色列人因为不信神，结果在旷野中兜兜转转四十年。
Walking humbly with God means trusting in Him completely.
与神同谦卑同行就是全然的信任。
We trust His guidance.
我们相信他的引导。
We trust He's in control of circumstances.
我们相信在环境中他掌控一切。
We trust that He has measured each trial and temptation that comes our way.
我们相信他度量了我们所要经历的一切灾难。
We trust that he is faithful and keep his promises.
我们相信他是信实，他必守他的约。
When we walk humbly with our God, our trust cannot be conditional.
如果我们相信神的，我们的信任不是有条件的。
It cannot be transactional in that we trust primarily to receive a specific.Blessing or desired outcome.
我们的信任不是一种交易性的，就是我们想要什么，我们才相信。
And a lot of times our underlying mindset is, I will trust you if you give me what I want.
有的时候我们心里的态度是这样，如果你给我想要的呢，我就相信。
It treats our relationship with God as a conditional partnership.
这样呢，我们处理与神的关系像一个合作伙伴
rather than one in which we surrender to him with humility.
不是我们在他的面前谦卑顺服。
It means that when we face challenges and difficulties despite our pleas, our trust in God decreases.
这就是说呢，一旦我们受到挑战的时候，我们就开始不太信任他了。
God is not our trading partner.
神不是我们的交易伙伴。
That if he keeps giving us good things we want, then in exchange we'll walk with him for a little while longer.
不是因为他给我们想要的呢，我们才跟随他。
If we're going to walk humbly with him, we have to surrender that driving seat to him.
如果我们真是要谦卑与他同行，我们就要把我们的驾驶权交给他，让他来掌舵。
Our trust cannot be emotional.
我们的信任呢，也不是情绪化的。
When our trust is dictated by our feelings, it becomes conditional.
如果我们的信任是对我们的被我们的情绪控制呢，这变成有条件的。
If you feel motivated, peaceful, or happy, you trust God willingly.
如果你心里有感动呢，你才相信他。
If you feel discouraged, tired, or emotionally disconnected, then your commitment wavers.
如果一旦灰心呢，或者是疲惫，或者情感疏离，我们的委身就开始动摇了。
God wants us to walk with Him on good days, bad days, sunny days, rainy days, and stormy days.
神让我们无论顺境逆境，无论风雨阴晴，我们都与他同行。
If we are to walk humbly with God, we follow His walking schedule, day and night, rain or shine.
如果我们真是与他同行，我们就按照他的步伐，无论风雨，日日相随。
Our trust cannot be situational.
我们的信任也不是在特定的情境当中。
We have a tendency to follow God's commands and to trust Him when they align with our current plans and lifestyle.
我们往往只有在符合我自己当下的情形的时候，我们才会跟随他。
We might easily follow directives that make sense to us or we are comfortable with.
我们常常只是好像我们能够理解或者我们感觉到舒适的时候我们才跟随他。
But we hesitate when they require sacrifice or push us out of our comfort zone.
那我们如果 遇到困难需要牺牲需要走出舒适圈的时候我们就开始犹豫不决。
We may pick and choose.
有时候我们自己有自己的选择。
We want to hold on to some of our personal habits and boundaries.
我们想有时候自己的一些习惯自己的境界我们还有一些控制。
We put a limit on what areas of our lives that we would follow God, allow God to have that authority.
我们给神设限, 告诉他有些什么他可以控制。
I can trust God in any area of my life, but when it comes to my career, I have to trust myself.
我在生活中我可以顺服神, 但在我的事业上, 我要自己做主。
Or I can follow God on anything. But when it comes to choosing my future spouse, I have to follow my heart.
我可以信任神在别的地方，但是我未来的配偶是我要跟着我的心走。
We want to, God wants us to walk with Him in all areas of our lives.
但是神让我们在生活的每一个层面都与他同行。
If we walk humbly with God, we cannot draw boundaries on the map and say, God, that's a no-go zone.
我们如果谦卑与神同行，我们不能在我们的生命上给神设限，告诉他有些地方我们是不允许你涉足的。Walking
humbly with God means trusting in Him unconditionally and regardless of circumstances.
与神谦卑同行，是无论在什么的条件、什么环境，我们都相信他。Regardless
of the emotions and how we feel.
也不管我们情绪或者我们的感觉如何。
Regardless of the boundaries in our lives,
也无论生活中有任何的限制,
God knows best.
因为神最了解我们。
We have to make our own steps in each of our steps with walk with Him.
我们还要在每一步做决定, 自己走。
But at the same time, we have to let God take our hand and move forward with Him.
同时我们要允许神牵我们的手。
We have to know that He is in control and He has a plan to prosper us. How do we walk humbly with God? Walking humbly with God means having a teachable spirit. Jesus spent 3.5 years literally walking with his disciples to teach them and to prepare them.
耶稣花了三年半的时间在实际生活中与门徒同行。
It would have been a complete waste of time if the disciples were unteachable.
如果他的门徒完全无法受教的话，那就是完全的浪费时间了。
If the disciples were unteachable, it would mean that Peter would continue to be mired in his shame of denying Jesus.
如果他们的门徒不愿受教，那彼得就会继续陷在否认耶稣的羞愧中。
It means that he would not be able to stand up in front of thousands and preach the gospel.
他就无法在成千上万的人面前传讲福音。
It would mean that Paul would continue to be Saul and even maybe continue to persecute Christians.
同样呢，保罗可能就依旧是那个扫罗，继续破坏基督徒。
And in the same way, if we were to walk with our God but refuse to take instructions and corrections, our walk with God is meaningless and phony.
同样的，我们如果自称是要与神同行，但是却拒绝接受他的引导和管教，那么与神同行就是虚假的，是无效的。
One of the harshest comments I actually heard is being directed at someone was that someone was unteachable.
我听过对某人最严厉的责备，就是说这个人不可教导。
How utterly hopeless.
完全令人失望。
Someone being unteachable means that he or she would not improve.
一个人若不可教，就表明这个人不会长进。
Would not listen to criticisms.
对于批评建议是听不进去的。
And would not even recognize their own sinfulness.
甚至连自身的罪呢，也无法意识到。
To walk humbly with God, we have to be ready to be taught.
如果与神同行，我们就要有一个受教的心。To
be changed and to be corrected.
我们愿意接受教导和纠正。
Now, we have this notion that we cannot teach an old dog a new trick.
人们常常有一种概念，就是说老狗学不了新把戏。
That when we are older, that we are set in our ways and cannot change anymore.
如果我们一旦上了年纪呢，就会固守旧习，无法做出改变。
And if you think that that's a horrible idea.
如果这样想的话，那是一个很糟糕的观念。
Romans 12 tells us that we transform by the renewing of your mind.
罗马书第十二节告诉我们要借着心意更新而改变。
It didn't say that you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind except when you are 65 or older or you have joined the AARP.
经文上没有说这个借着心意更新而改变。这个要求不适合于65岁以上加入美国退休人员协会的人。
Being teachable is foundational to our spiritual growth.
虚心受教是我们灵命成长的基石。
Being teachable requires humility because God can deliver His teachings to you in many ways.
虚心接受教育需要有谦卑的心，因为神可以用很多的方式来改变你。
He can deliver that message to you through the Bible.
他可以借着圣经。
Through the time you spend meditating and praying.
通过你默想和祷告。
But just as importantly, through the words of others.
同样呢，也可以通过别人的言语。
And maybe even through those who you think.Has knows less than you do.
甚至于那些你认为见识不如自己的人。
Proverbs 18:2 tells us that fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions.
箴言十八章二节说，愚昧人不喜爱明哲，只喜爱显露心意。
Let's not be fools.
让我们不要做愚昧的人。
Let's delight in understanding.
让我们乐于追求理解。
Let's not rush to airing our own opinions.
不要急于发表自己的意见。
Let's not rush to tell God what we want.
不要急着向神索取。
Let's seek understanding by being quick to listen.
来通过乐于倾听来寻求理解。
Walking humbly with God means that we are Christ-centered instead of self-centered.
以神为中心，与神谦卑同行。
It's not about me, it's about God.
这意味着这中心不是我，是神。
It's about His kingdom and His glory.
是因为神的国度，神的荣耀。
When John the Baptist was told that everybody was following Jesus instead of him,
当施洗约翰得知众人都转随着跟随耶稣而不跟随他的时候，
He summed up his response succinctly with, "He must increase, but I must decrease."
他简洁地回应道，他必兴旺，我必衰弱。
Paul also told the Galatians in his letter that I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
保罗在写给加拉太人的信中也这样说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The center of the gravity in our lives is God and not ourselves anymore.
我们生活的重心是神，不再是我们自己。
We are not the leader of that walking duo.
我们在这个同行的时候，我们不是领导者。
We are not determining the destination, God is.
我们不决定我们的目的地。
We are not determining the path to get there, God is.
我们也不决定路线，是神决定。
Our core motivation is no longer driven by our personal ambition and comfort and the desire to control circumstances.
我们行动的核心力量不再源于个人的野心、安逸的环境、回对掌握结果的愿望。
Instead, it is driven by what God desires and values.
而是源于神所重视的事情。
Our love for God, our desire, our obedience to the Scripture, and our desire to fulfill His will.
我们对神的爱，对圣经的顺服，以及遵行他指望的渴望。
It's not about me. It's not about my success.
不是关于我，也不是关于我的成功。
It's about His kingdom and His glory.
是关于他的国度和他的荣耀。
We no longer see ourselves defined by temporary factors.Like our own achievements, our possessions, our social status, and what others think about us.
我们不再以自己的成功、财产、社会地位或者他人对我们的看法的短暂的因素来定义自己。
Instead, we know that we are child of God.
我们深知自己是神的儿女。
He has chosen us and he has redeemed us with the blood of Christ.
他拣选了我们，并用耶稣宝贵的宝血赎了我们。
Outside of that core identity of ours, we may have any other identities given by this world.
除了这个核心身份以外，我们或许还有很多世俗上赋予的身份。
It could be defined by the role we play in our families or our workplace.
或许是我们在家中、职场中所扮演的角色。
But those identities are temporary.
但这些都是暂时的。
And I can speak from experience as someone who has grown children and also just retired.
作为一个有成长一个子女已经长大成人刚刚退休的人我深有体触。
When our motivation and our identity is Christ-centered, everything else flows from there.
如果我们自身的价值的方式呢改变了所有的事情都自然而成。
It changes the way how we measure ourselves.
这样改变了我们如何自我定义。
It doesn't matter.What really matters is how God sees these years that you worked and I worked.
真正重要的是神真正的如何看待你我工作的这些岁月。
Not measured by how many awards we get or what titles we hold, because I don't think that impressed God all that much anyway.
衡量的标准不再是我们得了多少奖项或有多少头衔。
What really matters is how faithful we are in bringing up how faithful we work.
真正重要的是我们如何尽心尽责。
What really matters is how faithful we are in bringing up our children.
尤其是尽心尽责抚养我们的下一代。
Not measured by whether they got into an Ivy League school.
而不是看他们是否真正的考入了藤校。
It changes how we handle conflicts.
这也改变了我们如何处理冲突。
Being self-centered means that we are always demanding our rights.
以自我为中心的人呢，常常坚持自己的权利。
Blaming others so that we can look good.
我们常常指责别人，所以我们自己可以看起来更好。
Holding grudges against others because of the harm that is done to me.
可以对别人对我们的造的伤害呢，耿耿于怀。
Christ-centered means that we are ready to offer forgiveness.
以基督为中心呢。意味着我们要学习宽恕别人。
Ready to seek reconciliation and own up to the mistakes that I make.
我们寻求和解，并勇于承认自己的过失。
It changes the way our response to suffering.
同时也改变了我们面对苦难的态度。
Instead of spiraling into self-pity and ask, why is this happening to me?
我们不再自怜，总是问我自己，为什么这事总发生在我身上呢？
Our focus on Christ.Helps us to endure with hope and to trust in His sovereignty and to ask, how can God be glorified through all of this?
相反，我们将目光聚焦在耶稣身上，这使我们能够怀抱盼望去忍耐。
It changes the way that we look at resources, money, and time.
同时也改变了我们对于我们资源的看法。
Money and time are not personal property to be spent mainly on myself, but is resources assigned to me.On behalf of God to bless others.
金钱和时间呢，并非只是满足我们个人的私欲，而是上帝托付给我们的，去帮助别人。
It changes the way we look at others.
同时也改变了我们如何看待他人。
They're not someone in our lives, in our list of they're not someone in our list of contacts, so that each one is an opportunity to help me in some way in the future.
他们不只是在通信录上的名字，或者一个在某一方面可我助我一臂之力的机会。
But instead, is each one is someone that we can serve in some way.
而是每一个我们可以去服侍的对象。
An object of God's command to love your neighbor as yourself.
成了那耶稣命令我们爱人如己、执诫命关怀的对象。
Finally, we ask ourselves why we have to walk humbly with our God.
最后，我们问我们自己。为什么我们要顺服跟随神呢？
The answer may seem simple. Well, He is God.
答案看起来简单，因为他是神。
We have to trust Him because He is God.
我们应该信任他，因为他是神。
He loves us and He is way smarter than us.
他爱我们，他的智慧远超于你我。
Is there anyone better than the one who created the universe and everything in it to teach us?
还有谁比那创造了宇宙万物的主更适合教导我们呢？
And how can we not center our lives on God when He is the one who created us and He alone defines the purpose of our existence?
既然他已经创造了我们，只有他能定义我们存在的意义。
But in reality, it may be difficult to acknowledge the vastness of an infinite God.
然而在现实生活中，真正领会那位无限之神的浩瀚，是不是一件容易的事。
In our heads, we may admit that putting together all the intelligence of all the human beings and throwing all the AI models is still like a drop of water compared to the ocean of God.
我们在理智上或许承认，即使汇集了全人类的智慧，以及现在的人工智能的模型，都比不上神。
But if we're honest with ourselves, we know that we still have questions.
我们如果诚实地面对自己，我们知道我们还有疑问。
We may not understand why we have to go through the suffering that we do.
也许我们不明白为什么我们现在要面临苦难。
We may not understand why He allows some global events to happen.
我们不理解为什么世界上有这么多不幸的事发生。
We still don't know why we have to go through 3 years of the pandemic and all the disruptions.
也许我们也不明白为什么我们要经历三年的疫情以及种种的事情发生。
Walking humbly with God means that we recognize our limitations when compared to God.
与神同行是我们要意识到自己在神面前的局限性。
We cannot demand that God, please explain yourself before I can trust you or even believe in you.
我们不能到神面前挑战他说，你要给我解释清楚，我才能相信你。
We may not have all our questions until the day we see Him face to face.
或许有一些问题永远没有答案，直到我们见他的面。
Corrie Ten Boom and her sister Betsy were imprisoned in barracks 28 of the Ravensbrück concentration camp during the Second World War.
柯莉·坦布和她的姐姐贝奇在被关押在拉文斯布吕克的集中营的28号营房里。
And adding to the misery, the barrack was infested with fleas.
更糟糕的是，他们所住的营房里边跳蚤成灾。
Betsy read in Thessalonians 6 that we need to, in everything, give thanks.
姐姐贝奇读到提撒罗尼迦前书中的教导说，我们要凡事谢恩。
And so Betsy told Corrie, and Corrie initially she refused to do that.
贝奇告诉柯莉这样做，柯莉开始不能接受。
She found no reason to be grateful for a flea.
她觉得没有任何理由可以又为跳蚤而感恩。
But eventually she agreed and thanked God for them.
到最后，她还是同意。被为此向上帝感恩。
Corrie and Betsy only discovered the reason near the end of their imprisonment.
直到他们被关押生涯的最后尾期的时候，他们才明白了其中的缘由。
During that imprisonment, the women were able to hold nightly Bible studies and prayer meetings.
在他们被关押的时候呢，他们每天晚上可以查经祷告。
Those meetings brought hope and faith to many prisoners.
这样的查经祷告给很多的囚犯带来了盼望。
Now, normally, the meetings are strictly forbidden, and the guards would shut them down immediately if they found out.
通常呢，这类聚会是被严令禁止的。一旦被发现，这些看守就会强行的禁止。
But the guards absolutely refused to enter into the barrack because of the flea infestation.
然而呢，由于营房内跳蚤成灾，这些看守们根本不愿意进去了。
Corrie was released in late December 1944.
1944年的12月下旬，柯莉获释。
Her release was due to a clerical error.
她的获释纯属是以文书上的错误而造成。
A week later, all the women in her age group were sent to the gas chambers.
仅仅一周以后，所有其他被关押的女性都被送进了毒气室。
Her sister Betsy did not survive either and died in the camp hospital.
她的姐姐贝奇也没有能够幸存，最后在集中营的医院里过世了。
Corrie finally understood why God allowed the flea infestation.
柯莉最终明白了上帝为什么允许跳蚤滋生。
She probably understood why she was released before being sent to the gas chambers.
或许她也明白了自己为何能够在被送进毒室室前获释。
But she may not understand why her sister and other prisoners did not survive for a few more months until the concentration camp was liberated.
但是她或许无法理解为何她的姐姐和其他的囚犯没有能再坚持多几个月，集中营就解放了。
Walking humbly with God means surrendering to His sovereignty.
与神谦卑同行意味着顺服他的主权。
We cannot expect God to conform to human rules and standards.
我们不能指望神去迁就人的规范和标准。
Man's standard of fairness means equal opportunity and resources for all.
人眼中的公平标准就是所有的机会和资源都是均衡均等的。
But God looks at how faithful we are with the resources He gave us.
但神看重的是我们如何忠心地运用他所赐的资源。
He is the sovereign God, and He decides how much resources to give to each person.
他是拥有主权的神，是他决定了赐给每一个人的资源。
Man's standard of admission to heaven is measured by works.
人和乘量能进入天堂是把他的行为。
But God chooses mercy and grace.
但神的选择却是怜悯和恩典。
If man were to decide on the admission policy, each person would be measured on a scale of 100.
如果人来制定标准的话，标准就是一个百分制。
If anyone scoring 60 or above, you get to go.
60分以上的可以进天堂。
But God decides based on whether you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior to pay for the price of your sins.
但神的决定是基于你是否接受耶稣基督为救主，来偿还你罪的代价。
Men measure by outward actions.
人是通过外在的行为来衡量。
But God looks at the heart and says outward actions are just what flows out from the heart.
但神却鉴察人心，他指出外在的行为不过是内心的流露。
When we are confronted with the vastness of an infinite God and our own limitations, our response cannot be dismissal.
当我们面对那位无限之神的浩瀚与自己局限的时候，我们的回答不应该是无法解答。
It cannot be we just because we don't have answers to all our questions.
不要因为我们所有的问题都没有得到答案。
It cannot be defiance because our ego wants to defend our autonomy.
也不要因为我要维护自己的主权而反抗。
It cannot be avoidance because we just don't want to think about things beyond this life.
也不应该是我们不敢面对现实而逃避。
And it cannot be imposing our own rules on God to maintain control of our own lives.
也不是要把我们自己想要掌管自己的人生强加于神的意志。
Paul says in his letter to the Romans, Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways.
保罗在写给罗马人的信中说，神的丰富的知识、智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
But yet, this infinite God is inviting us to walk with Him.
但是这位无限的神却邀请我们和他对话。
Are you ready to walk humbly with Him?
你准备好了与他谦卑同行吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. We have to admit that you are this infinite and all-wise God.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，我们意识到你是一个无限的、充满智慧的神。
But yet you have chosen to love us, this unlovable people.
但是你选择了爱我们这些不可爱的人。
And you love us to an extent that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross.
你爱我们到于把你亲独生子为我们在十字架上死去。
And then this morning we want to come before you and say, we want to walk with you.
今天早上我们来到你面前，我们说主啊，我们要与你同行。
We want to trust you.
我们要来相信你。
We want to be led by you.
我们想要你带领我们。
And we thank you for the spirit of power and love and self-control that you have given us.
主啊，谢谢你给我们圣灵，能够帮助我们，能够控制我们的行为。
May your name be glorified in our lives.
主啊，希望你的名得以高举。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.